Imagine for a Moment by George Everard. Help on the Way to the Better Land, 1873. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Imagine for a moment that on a set day in each year, our beloved Queen were to take her seat upon her throne. She has caused it to be proclaimed far and wide that on such a day she will be ready to grant all the petitions that may be made to her. What crowds would flock around her! How many would anticipate the hour when they might hope to obtain some long-sought blessing! Now, this sets before us a great reality. What would be impossible in any earthly sovereign is actually the case with the great and glorious King who reigns in heaven. His throne of grace is open to the poor and the wretched, to those who feel burdened with 10,000 sins and troubled by 10,000 needs and sorrows. It is open not once a year, but every day, every hour, every moment. It is open for the heinous sinner who comes weighed down with life's transgressions. It is open for the child of God who comes again and again for the supply of grace and strength which he needs. Over that throne, the eye of faith can discern in letters glittering like the bright stars in heaven some such invitations as these. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Who can describe the preciousness of the gifts to be obtained at this throne? Years ago, an Indian prince was greatly indebted to one high in authority for the aid and support he had rendered to him. History tells us that the prince desired to give the Englishman some strong proof of the gratitude he bore towards him. He took him into a vast underground chamber, where were collected the most costly and precious jewels, gold and silver, almost without limit, treasures such as before the Englishman had never seen. When all these had been displayed before him, the Indian prince bade him to choose whatever he desired. Nothing would be denied him. Whatever he named, he might call his own. There is likewise a rich storehouse of costly treasures which is open to us. Jesus, our great mediator, holds the key and opens it to all who asks in his name and according to his word. There are gifts for us concerning the peace and salvation of our souls, daily pardon for daily sin, more light to understand the word of truth, more strength in the Holy Spirit to overcome sin and to walk with God, more joy and peace in believing, the enduring gold of faith and love, the white clothing of a perfect justification in Christ, the eye salve of divine wisdom in the knowledge of ourselves and of God. All these are in the hand of Jesus for those who call upon him. All are bestowed in answer to fervent, believing prayer.